Broadcasting from the southernmost headquarters of the Exceptional Conservative Network, it's the Willie Lawson Show. It's the hippest urban conservative trip in America. And now, your host, Willie Lawson.
People all over the world, people all over the world. Welcome to the Willie Lawson Show here on the Exceptional Conservative Network, powered by SHR Media. We appreciate you being here this morning. It is a wacky Wednesday. You know, and isn't it kind of weird, though? Isn't it kind of bizarre that, you know, especially if you go to work every day and have a pretty steadied schedule. Yesterday felt as much as any day can feel like any other day. It felt like a Monday. It sort of seemed like it was Monday because it might have been your first day back at work, and it was kind of your Monday. And now it's already Wednesday. I don't know. I felt like my body, my circadian rhythm is kind of thrown off. Like I felt like I missed out on something. Like maybe I was passed out or drugged or blacked out, and I missed a whole day. Is it bad that, you know, is it bad now that I'm at the age that I am so dependent on my schedule that if my schedule isn't, if I don't have my same schedule, then I feel sort of out of sorts? Is that bad? That seems to be. That's maybe not the best thing in the world. So maybe my days of jet setting and hopping on a plane and going to here and going to there and going to here and going to there, not knowing what city I'm in, not knowing what what day it is. Maybe those days have come to an end for me before it even started. We were talking to C.O. Bryant last week, and C.O. mentioned that sometimes he wakes up and he's not really quite sure what city he's in. And I'm thinking, that can't be good, right? You know, the first time you open your eyes in the hotel and go, and if you think about it, you can't figure out where you are. That can't be good, right? That can't be the best thing. That can't be the best thing. But there you go. We appreciate you for being here this morning. We're doing some tests on BeLive.tv that are some behind the scenes private tests. So if you hear a little extra clicking or if you hear some extra audio bloop out from somewhere, we're trying to prepare ourselves, frankly, for the next great thing. And the next great thing in the TECN world and the Willie Lawson Show world is internet television. It was really the goal of Ken McClinton, who's the CEO of the Exceptional Conservative Network, all along. It was his goal all along that we would be able to compete with those that seem to be faltering in mainstream media. I don't know if he had a prophetic word that this would be our time and that we needed to be ready right now. It's one of those things, like, it's great to be, to get ready because, you know, something is going to happen in 5 years or something's going to happen in 10 years. But you know what? It's a whole nother thing to have to be ready right now. This is happening now. We got to be ready now because there may not be another opportunity. So here we are, ready to make the leap to internet television with the resources that we have. Now, I have personally decided that I'd like to improve my resources, and this program has always been listener sponsored, and continues to be listener sponsored, and soon viewer sponsored. So if you would like to help us with all the things we need to move forward into internet television, we're going to need a camera, not just for broadcasting, but a camera by which to do commercials. We have the benefit now of doing off-site video and sort of putting that on internet television for you to see. Of course, we need proper lighting here in our home studio. Everybody's doing, you know what? Everybody is doing this in their home studio. I think that that's great for now, but that can't be where we stay. You feel me? I think that that's great for now that everybody's sort of doing this in their home studio, but I can't think that that's a good thing to do. Yes, and thank you, Paul. Paul Swanson is in the chat room. Paul Swanson of the Swanson Report. That's Swanson with an E because it's Swedish, and he's a Swedish guy I know. So we can do video interviews, that we can go off-site and do interviews with folks and bring them back to you. So we need the right equipment to do that well. So all those things matter. So amongst the things that we have going on, we have a GoFundMe campaign for this is called Lights, Cameras, Activism, going on that we're trying desperately, and I will get you the link here in just a second. Because I think it's important that we're able to do our own. That's why we've been involved in the Make the Switch campaign. Mainstream media has already proven itself, and we're going to give you an example today. An example today of how they continue to prove themselves unworthy of our trust. Unworthy of our trust. And now it's time to seek out new sources. Now it's time to seek out new entities of information. I would personally like, I would love that TECN or the Willie Lawson Show be one of the ones that you seek out. I would love that the Swanson Report would be one of the different things that you choose to read on a daily basis. You know, and Paul has done a fabulous job not only with the Swanson Report on Facebook, but the Swanson Report is also a mobile app. So you got no excuses. You got no excuses. And if you were wondering, you know what, some of the news sources, they are on the mobile app, and they're also on our Facebook group called Make the Switch. On Facebook, if you go to Facebook, I mean, if you're not listening to the show live, you're not in our chat room, you can go to Facebook and you can type in hashtag Make the Switch. Ask for entrance. And you might ask, why do I have it set up that way? I have it set up that way because, quite frankly, this is so important to me that I really don't want a lot of the same bullcrap that happens on Facebook in this group. I don't want it. I want people who are interested. I want people who are dedicated to the truth. I don't want to get in. Quite frankly, I don't want to get into to what happens on Facebook. The big ridiculous debates over nonsense, over minutia. I really want people to make this switch, and make this switch seriously. I have not refused anybody entrance at this point. I get notification of people who go there and want to be a part of the group. I almost immediately within a minute, you hear me? Within a minute, allow them access. Yes. And for your mobile devices, you can go to winksite.com and look for P. Swanson. And then you'll see the P. Swanson Report. And you can do that on your mobile device. Whether it's a tablet or a phone, an iPhone, or whatever. So there's actually no excuses or reasons why you can't make the switch. Try it. The thing is, Try it. All right, we gotta take a break. We'll be back here with more of the Will Austin Show on the Exceptional Conservative Network, powered by SHR Media, right after these messages.
Innovation, inspiration, and imagination. Three important characteristics that are important in any business, but especially in real estate, when you're looking for your forever home. And when that home is a new home, there are very, very many things that must go right. The financing must be on point. The furnishings must be on point. The location and neighborhood must be on point. And if you need someone to get that right the first time, you have to go to my friend, Gary Knight, at New Homes of Tampa Bay. That's New Homes of Tampa Bay. You can reach him on the web at www.newhomestpa.com. If you're looking for innovation through technology, inspiration and imagination through hard work, www.newhomestpa.com. There's no reason to wait for a special occasion to send flowers. No reason to wait until you miss a birthday or an anniversary or Valentine's Day to send flowers. All you have to do is get a hold of my friend Christine at Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. That's www.bloomingdays.com. And tell her that you want to send the very best, that you care enough to send the very best. One of FTD's top florists in all of the United States, always in the top 100 of flower shops in the United States. That's Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. Forget calling 1-800-something, www.bloomingdays.com. It's great to have partners, but it's even better when one of your partners is one of the finest urban conservatives in America. That's my friend Kevin Batts. Kevin Batts of Red River Chronicle TV. Red River Chronicle TV is taking the internet by storm with fabulous production, amazing commentary, and incredible insight. Red River TV is the thing that we'll all be watching in 2017. They are the people, Kevin and his wife Janelle, are the voices that are going to make the difference in urban America in 2017. So get in on the ground floor. Go to www.redriverchronicle.com and subscribe to Red River TV today.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Will Austin Show here on the Exceptional Conservative Network, powered by SHR Media. We appreciate you being here this glorious morning. I was outside for just a little bit before I came back to the studio area of the Palatial Space Bar Production compound. It's warm out already. It's already 81 plus degrees here in Central Florida. And do you know why? You know why? It's because it's summertime and it's hot. Not because of climate change or global warming. It's summertime in Florida. It is dang near June and it's hot. It gets hot here in the summertime. It gets hot as hell here in the summertime. It does. It just does. All right, you know, we've got a couple of things that I want that I'd like to get to, three things really that I'd like to get to. One of them is a story about this guy in Portland that was stabbing people. stabbing folks on a metro train. And there were three brave souls that decided that they would stop this guy from hurting people. He was obviously crazy, obviously deranged. And he was yelling out at these Muslim folks on this train. So where does media go with this right away? Where does media go with this right away? They play right to this guy, Trump supporter, and this is why we got to stop this Trump thing. We got to resist because it opens up an opportunity and it gives people reason, permission to act on their hate. That's where media goes with this. Which is why we have got to make sure that whatever we do, that we look at what comes out of mainstream media with an ensconced eye. And I'll tell you, because they are missing some of the facts that aren't alternative facts, because they were making up alternative facts. This person who was the person who was stabbing these people, the assailant, the criminal, when a little investigation, not much investigation needs to be done. This guy had a pretty large social media presence as a white supremacist and just a nut job. Really. Just a nut job. Nut job. Was found to actually be not a supporter of Donald Trump and Republicans, but Bernie Sanders and socialism. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. Now, would the the mainstream media, would CNN, would MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC attach that person and their political affiliations to Bernie Sanders? Would they say a Bernie Sanders supporter began to stab people on a Portland metro train? Would they start their news cast out like that? Would they infer in their analysis and their commentary that this is the atmosphere that Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are creating in America? Would any of them do that? This is how we know. I'm going to hip you to something. This is called an exercise in transference. Take the situation that you have, put different people in the same situation, and see how people feel about it. That's how you know if they're his. That's how the hypocrisy, the bias, all that stuff just sort of slides to the surface. That's how you know. That's exactly how you know. So if the fact of that comes out, like this guy who stabbed these people, and I think a couple of guys who tried to stop him indeed lost their lives. I'm sure that my friend had, let me look. Yes. Two killed and stabbing on Maxwell in Northeast Portland. You know what? I'm sure. Let me, my friend Paul put the NPR story. NPR behave like they're the poor the stepchild, and they're independent and blah, blah, blah. They're not. After the stabbing, Portland's mayor, this is from the NPR website, Portland's mayor wants two right-wing demonstrations canceled. The mayor of Portland is calling for the cancellation of two right-wing rallies and marches scheduled for the next few weeks, given the recent stabbing in the city by a suspect who has expressed, quote, extremist ideology. Mayor Ted Wheeler has asked the organizations to cancel the events voluntarily while urging the federal government to block the protest. The ACLU of Oregon has responded on Twitter saying, in part, the government can't revoke or deny a permit that they've already done, period. Wheeler's comments come after a man on a Portland train shouted racial and religious hate speech, some of it directed at two women, police say. The man then stabbed three male bystanders who apparently tried to intervene, killing two of them. Local media says the suspect in the stabbing, Jeremy Joseph Christian, has been identified as a white supremacist. Free speech or die, Christian shouted during his first court appearance on Tuesday, repeatedly yelling over officials in the courtroom, according to Oregon Public Broadcasting. Get out if you don't like free speech. You call it terrorism, I call it patriotism. Yeah, he's a nutbag. He's crazy. I'm just stabbing a bunch of in the neck, Christian told police from the back of a patrol car when he was taken into custody. Just a bunch of ass, bunch of, yeah, this all sort of expletives deleted here. Now, here's the deal. A Trump free speech rally in Portland is scheduled for June 4th, and a march against Sharia for June 10th. Both events are planned in a plaza that is managed by the U.S. government, which offers permits for demonstrations. So these people are having their rallies, their events, in a place specifically designed to do just that. And Portland's mayor said, hey, you can't have this here. The only problem with Portland's mayor's idea is that this guy, not a right-wing extremist at all, not a right-wing extremist at all. We find out later that this clown, that this murderer, that this sumbitch is actually a supporter of Sanders. Well, hopefully not. Hopefully we don't need a parental advisory for 9:05 show. You need one for the 11 o'clock show. I do an 11 o'clock show, and yeah, you need one for that, for sure. Not that it's bad, but you know what? I will, instead of doing the expletive deleted, I would have just said what was there. Because at that point, we're all grown-ups, right? We're all grown-ups. Yeah. Feel me? It's crazy. Absolutely nutty. That what we actually found out, that this guy is was a Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren supporter. Not some right-wing extremist. Which is what mainstream media does. Mainstream media has turned this whole thing cockeyed to what reality is. They have taken what we call right wing, which a lot of us refer to as conservatism, republicanism, and made that the extreme behavior. When the fact of the matter is that all the examples that they use, all the fascist examples that they use, are not right-wing examples at all. They're actually leftist. They're actually leftist examples. Every single one of them is a leftist example. Fascism isn't right-wing. Fascism is left-wing. Fascism is statist, government, authoritarian behavior and policy. If you disagree with us, then we will shut you down. Portland's mayor is actually calling for and participating in fascism. Because we don't even want you to say what we think you might say, because you'll disagree. Now, I'm pretty sure. Now, I'm just guessing. Let me help you. I'm just guessing, because I don't know everybody, right? There's no way I can know everybody. I know a lot of people, but I don't know everybody. But there are a number of folks that plan to attend that Trump rally for free speech who are not supporters of this killer by any stretch of the imagination. By any stretch of the imagination. Yeah, we're just spitballing here. First of all, in my mind, it's not possible. Because that's not how am I becoming more and more sure of this is because that's not how conservatives operate. Conservatives don't operate by saying, I know what we'll do. We'll get on a metro train and we'll just start stabbing people. When have you seen that? When have you seen that? When have you seen that conservatives get on a metro train and just start stabbing people they disagree with? When do conservatives go to protests and just start punching people? When have you seen from townhall.com or fightbackmedia.com anybody encouraging anyone to go punch somebody in their face? That you've seen me or Paul Swanson or Ken McClinton or anybody here on TECN or SHR Radio at a protest march holding a sign that said, punch a liberal in his face. When? Anybody got that video? Anybody got that picture? Anybody got that at all anywhere? Anywhere? Most of the video that you saw during the general election and the protests at Trump rallies, most of it, not all, but most of it were of Trump supporters who went to attend rallies that got beat down by the anti-Trump protesters. Yes, one old man in a rally lost his damn mind and punched that guy in the face. He did. He was not supported. He was not held up as a hero. It was a dumbass thing to do. However, the other side of that story is that the old man and the guy he hit ended up at his court proceedings hugging it out. Was that a big story? No. Did it happen? Yes. You don't believe me? Research it. Google it. Find it. Find out how that worked out. Yeah. You'd like to see the video too of me with a sign that says punch a liberal in the face. Punch progressive in the face. Punch a progressive every day. That's not how we operate. Conservatives don't call for people to be killed. We don't joke about assassinating people. Kathy Griffin, a comic that long ago stopped being funny. And I don't know if Kathy Griffin was ever funny. And I think the first time I heard Kathy Griffin, it was the first time that we had satellite radio in the car. And I bought a satellite radio, and it was cool. It was actually very cool. Programming was cool. There were no commercials. There were still two companies. There was Sirius and XM. One of the few times that I actually picked right, I picked Sirius. You know, a lot of people are saying, "Dude, you should have gotten XM, man. You should have gotten XM. XM is better, man." And I picked Sirius. And I went back and said, "You know what? I picked VHS too." Woohoo! Yay me! And I thought that it was the coolest thing. And they had a comedy channel, and I listened to comics that I had not heard of before. And Kathy Griffin was a regular on the comedy channel on Sirius. And way back when, I thought that she was somebody who had some potential. She was a little vulgar for my personal taste, and I know that this is what I'm going to tell you is not fair. It has some misogynistic twang to it. I know, but I'm going to say it anyway. I am not a fan of female comics that are vulgar. I am not a fan. And frankly, most people aren't. Even women aren't a fan. First of all, women aren't a fan of vulgar comics to start with. They're not a fan. It makes them feel uncomfortable. The vulgarity makes them feel uncomfortable. And it is especially disconcerting when that level of vulgarity comes out of the mouth of a female. It doesn't make it okay. This is why Amy Schumer is not funny. When Amy Schumer gets on her Netflix special and spends 25 minutes talking about the smell of her vagina, no, it's not funny. It's off-putting. Not the smell, but the attempt at humor. It's not funny. Well, it's because it's a chick. And nobody likes, you know what, and the fact of the matter is that nobody likes that. It's interesting, and Amy Schumer, for instance, and I'm going to talk about Kathy Griffin and her latest crime, but Amy Schumer was really upset because her Netflix special ended up with like one star. So she was sure that all the Amy Schumer haters were out there on Netflix giving her one star and downvoting her special. The fact of the matter is that that wasn't the case at all. The case was that she had broken the first rule of comedy. She wasn't funny. And I'm sure a lot of people who were looking forward to it didn't like it. I'm sorry, you said you can't spend 20 minutes talking about your vagina. It's not funny. The left always oversteps. So they take Joan Rivers, who was pretty, could be pretty raunch, and could be pretty, I don't know, harsh, and they up the level of that to Amy Schumer or Kathy Griffin. Kathy Griffin even took over for Joan Rivers, who was funny actually, in one of her A&E programs or cable shows about fashion or whatever, where they dog people out. And because she is vulgar and not funny, acerbic, that's probably a better word. I miss Joan. I thought Joan was really funny. But in any case, so she couldn't hack it there because, first of all, which isn't funny. So let's talk about Kathy Griffin's latest crime. If you woke up to Drudge this morning, you saw a picture of Kathy Griffin holding in her hand what it appears to be a severed head, covered in, I don't know if it's orange or blood, and it appears to be a model of a severed head of the president of the current president of the United States, of Donald Trump. Remember, Donald Trump is sort of like this Tony Randall guy. He's a 70-year-old dude with an 11-year-old kid. Are you kidding me? He's a 70-year-old dude with an 11-year-old kid. Now, at 11, you can surf the internet. You have a phone where you can look stuff up. You can see stuff. You can get notifications. So there's this chick holding up a holding up a severed head of your dad. What the hell? Are you kidding me? But that's the deal. They always go too far. Now, I told you about the rule of transference. And we're going to put different people in these places. Right, we're going to get back. Actually, we were over the break. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. And I'm going to put different people in all of these places to see if it's funny. We'll be back right after these messages.
It's all the rage to call and order flowers from 1-800-WHATEVER or go online and order them from some nameless, faceless person on the other end. I'm saying you should do something different. You should, before doing that, call my friends at Blooming Days Flower Shop, located right here in Tampa, Florida at 11618 North Florida Avenue, 33612. Christine and her staff don't look at just the order. They look at the customer. They look at your occasion. They consider the entire person, the entire occasion, before making decisions about design and price. You're more than just a customer. You're a friend. Call our friends at Blooming Days Flower Shop, toll free at 1-800-330-3297. 1-800-330-3297. Local 813-971-5947. 813-971-5947. You can reach them on the web at www.bloomingdays.com. Nothing fits a home perfectly than a brand new grand piano. And if you're looking for a piano for your brand new home, you've got to visit Dave's Piano. And that's davespianoshowroom.com. If you're looking for the perfect thing to set off your new home, a piano is what you're looking for. And my friend Dave has the perfect piano for you. And the best thing about buying a piano from Dave is that he does everything. He delivers, he sets up, he tunes, he takes care of everything. The best part about Dave's Piano, quite frankly, is Dave. So when you buy a piano from Dave's Piano Showroom, you only deal with Dave. You can reach them at www.davespianoshowroom.com. That's davespianoshowroom.com.
You've been waiting for it, and we delivered. The Exceptional Conservative Network at theexceptionalconservativeshow.com. The best in urban conservative talk from sea to shining sea. Stay tuned for the best, the brightest, the truth.
I've got you deep in the heart of me.
Yeah, welcome back to Austin Show here on the Central Conservative Network, powered by SHR Media.
I've got you,
and I've got you
under my skin.
Okay, if you don't like that, I don't like you. That's all there is to it. If you don't like that, I don't like you. I've never liked you, and I don't like your mama. There you go. That's Frank Sinatra with I've Got You Under My Skin. Yeah, more Rat Pack. I played that yesterday. I played that on the show, the late night program. And there'll be more Rat Pack tonight on the late night program. It won't be that one, but there'll be more Rat Pack. And I actually, and thanks to Paul, remembered all five members of Rat Pack. I had four down, but I always leave out the fifth one. Of course, the Rat Pack was Frank and Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. and Peter Lorre, and I always forget the fifth. Hook me up, Paul. I always forget the fifth guy. There was five guys in the Rat Pack. Peter Lorre. That's the other Peter Lorre. That's you know, I always forget the fifth guy. So. Entertainment has not replaced any of those guys. All right, I was going to tell you before we went to break, how do you tell, and when you're talking to your liberal, progressive co-workers, acquaintances, friends, family members, when they start bringing up this nonsense, even you say, if you switch that out, if you say, okay, so we're not going to, let's take Kathy Griffin out and put in Larry the Cable Guy. Larry the Cable Guy standing there. Peter Lawford. There you go. And Joey Bishop. Thank you. That's ones I missed for the Rat Pack. If you take out Kathy Griffin and you put in Larry the Cable Guy from Blue Collar Comedy, standing there with a picture of Barack Obama, like we saw them. We saw them, and we know the reaction they got, and appropriately so, frankly, with Barack Obama dressed in African garb with a bone in his nose. Or if you had Larry the Cable Guy standing there with a caricature or a doll of Barack Obama from a hangman's noose, how would that have gone over? Would that be satire? Would that be funny? Would that be under the auspices of freedom of speech? Or would people be calling for their jobs? People would be calling for investigations, and people would be calling for their jobs. Now, CNN is, quote, evaluating Kathy Griffin's role in their... their New Year's Eve program, or fair use, exactly. Would a lot of the liberals simply be overreacting if Larry Cable, a guy, is standing there with Barack Obama hung in effigy? I remember the case. This was in California, where someone in California in a Halloween display had hung the president in effigy. And this is one guy that didn't have any influence over anything or anybody. No one ever saw him. No one ever knew who this guy was. In his Halloween display, had hung the president of the United States in effigy on his own property, and received death threats, and received all sorts of bad news at his door. Media was there. Because it was, I don't know, inappropriate. Yes. Yes. Now, Griffin has backpedaled and apologized. CNN has decided that they are reevaluating her participation on their New Year's Eve program. That's the very same one that she does with Anderson Cooper that 3 years ago or 4 years ago showed up drunk, Joe Runk on live national television. Now, that if that wasn't enough to get her canned from that program. But will this be? Has she overstepped? So when all of your liberal and progressive friends today are saying, I don't know why everybody's so sensitive, it's just Donald Trump, blah, 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 blah. You just do what I just did. Replace the players. Take out Kathy Griffin, take out Donald Trump, insert Larry the Cable Guy, and I don't mean no disrespect to Larry the Cable Guy. Larry the Cable Guy isn't, you know what, by the way, was an English major. I know that's funny. And I believe has a master's degree in English. Funny dude. Yes, Larry the Cable Guy is a conservative because we have Sirius satellite radio in my wife's vehicle now, and I like it. And we listen to Larry has a show. Actually, they do a show with what's his face? It's the same guy. There's like three guys in the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. It was Larry the Cable Guy, and it was Ron White, and was the other guy. Larry does a show with the other guy, somebody will think of his name. Getting old, damn it. I've listened to his program, and Larry the Cable Guy is conservative. But he would have never thought, and you never heard in his comedy, first of all, anything vulgar. You never heard in his comedy anything that was violent in his comedy, ever. Nothing ever calling for the assassination of a president, never standing there with the severed head of the black president, although a president that he didn't particularly care for as a president. But never. As a matter of fact, if you go back and look and say, let's look at this from the comedic ranges, you never saw any of the Jeff Foxworthy, thank you, Bill Involved, Larry the Cable Guy, and Ron White were part of the Blue Comedy Collar Comedy, and in any of their specials, none of them ever barely even touched on politics, and they were funny. None of them were vulgar, because they were all family-oriented and hysterical. Maybe the guy that worked the closest to Blue was Ron White because of some language. But golly, Ron White is funny as heck. Oh my God, that dude's a throwback. I love that guy. Standing on stage with a cigar and some scotch, telling stories. Jeez, funny. So listen, if you haven't heard any blue-collar comedy, if you haven't heard any Ron White, my suggestion is to get yourself some. Get yourself some in the middle of the week to get you through the week. Tater salad. You caught the tater. Yeah, so he names his kid Tater Salad. Anyway, that's not an inside joke. That's a Ron White joke, and my suggestion is that you go research it. But you never heard any of those guys. Or quite frankly, a lot of comics say anything negative, even though if they disagreed with Barack Obama, let alone something violent. The benefit of the left is that they always overstep. And now they've got to run back and roll back and defend, find a way to defend Kathy Griffin holding up a severed head of an American president, thinking that it was some sort of joke, that it was funny. Are you serious? I, I don't have to call for a boycott of Kathy Griffin because most of you don't even know who the hell Kathy Griffin is to start with. I don't have to call for a boycott of CNN because most of you don't listen to watch CNN anyway. But we have to be, I think we have to be reticent of what we are dealing with and the kinds of people that we are dealing with. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more of the Will Austin Show right after these messages.
Innovation, inspiration, and imagination. Three important characteristics that are important in any business, but especially in real estate, when you're looking for your forever home. And when that home is a new home, there are very, very many things that must go right. The financing must be on point. The furnishings must be on point. The location and neighborhood must be on point. And if you need someone to get that right the first time, you have to go to my friend, Gary Knight, at New Homes of Tampa Bay. That's New Homes of Tampa Bay. You can reach him on the web at www.newhomestpa.com. If you're looking for innovation through technology, inspiration and imagination through hard work, www.newhomestpa.com. There's no reason to wait for a special occasion to send flowers. No reason to wait until you miss a birthday or an anniversary or Valentine's Day to send flowers. All you have to do is get a hold of my friend Christine at Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. That's www.bloomingdays.com. And tell her that you want to send the very best, that you care enough to send the very best. One of FTD's top florists in all of the United States, always in the top 100 of flower shops in the United States. That's Blooming Days Flower Shop, www.bloomingdays.com. Forget calling 1-800-something, www.bloomingdays.com. It's great to have partners, but it's even better when one of your partners is one of the finest urban conservatives in America. That's my friend Kevin Batts. Kevin Batts of Red River Chronicle TV. Red River Chronicle TV is taking the internet by storm with fabulous production, amazing commentary, and incredible insight. Red River TV is the thing that we'll all be watching in 2017. They are the people, Kevin and his wife Janelle, are the voices that are going to make the difference in urban America in 2017. So get in on the ground floor. Go to www.redriverchronicle.com and subscribe to Red River TV today.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Will Austin Show. On the Exceptional Conservative Network, powered by SHR Media, we appreciate you being here today. I trust that you will make the switch, that you will decide that you are going to cut out one of your mainstream media sources and replace them with an independent source. We'd love for you to be TECN. And TCN TV that is coming very, very soon. So make sure that you stay tuned to TECN here on Spreaker and SHR Radio so you can be, you know, get the updates of when this switchover is going to happen and how you can be a part of it. That's very, very important that in your making the switch. I want you to get used to it. I want you to get used to saying, you know what, I used to watch CNN, but now I watch TECN instead, and telling your neighbors the very same thing. I used to watch Fox News, but now I am an avid TECN viewer. That's where I want you to be. I'll be honest with you. That's exactly where I want you to be. So until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, y'all take care of yourself. We'll see you when we see you.